farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers in Western Jamaica are being urged to increase production to supply the Bethel Town sorrel plant in Westmoreland. We tell you more on today's program and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
I'm compelled to foster a child because there are so many children out there who really need love. Because over the years, I've had quite a few. I'm appealing to mothers and fathers, share your home, share your heart with children out there who are in need.
The Child Development Agency's National Foster Care Week, February 7 to 13. For more information, visit our website at www.cda.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Share your home. Foster a child.
Farmers in St. James, Westmoreland, Hanover, and St. Elizabeth are being urged to increase the cultivation of sorrel to supply the processing plant in Bethel Town, Westmoreland. Chief Executive Officer of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Rada Lenworth Fulton, says the plant, which was opened in 2014, has not been producing at its optimum of 1,000 kilograms of sorrel pulp per week because of an undersupply of sorrel.
The farmers around did not produce enough sorrel to make the factory fully viable. We are working with them to now produce enough sorrel and to put the correct management at that factory.
Mr. Fulton also attributes the low sorrel production to the prolonged drought, which affected sections of the country in 2015.
So even people who wanted to do sorrel could not have gotten the sorrel in the ground, they couldn't have gotten planting material.
Some 88 persons are attached to the factory, 77 sorrel farmers and 11 workers. Mr. Fulton says RADA will be assisting farmers across the island to boost sorrel production to supply the Bethel Town processing plant through a major sorrel planting program. RADA extension officers will also be undertaking a public education and training program on best practices in sorrel cultivation.
And since we have a sorrel picking machine, that also can add to the infield operation to move the sorrel pulp to the factory.
And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, Tolu Jamaica Limited is advising ship owners, fishing vessel owners, agents, shipmasters, skippers, fishermen, yachtsmen, and seafarers that it is carrying out a 2D seismic survey in the southern section of the island. The survey started on January 13 and will end on February 14. The survey vessel BGP Challenger, call sign 3ETJF, will have 24-hour operations and will be accompanied by two support vessels. All vessels will display appropriate day shapes and lights during reduced visibility and night operations. A wide berth is requested and an exclusive zone of 5 nautical miles eastern and 1.5 nautical miles at the beam and ahead will be in place. The BGP Challenger will be listening on the VHF channel 16 throughout the project. Send your announcements to radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590 and we'll highlight them right here on JIS Radio.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call NEPA 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
And now for our proverb of the day. And a one day alone monkey want wife. Translation: it's not for only one day that the monkey wants a wife. And this means, never forget the people who help you today, as you may need their help in the future. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agricultural sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.